The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Don't blame me. Blame the Today Show. So this is pretty much the setup of the whole thing. They wanted to go out and they wanted to see if different department stores would take back underwear. And were they putting it right back on the shelf or were they going? Were they cleaning it? So that here's the setup on the Today Show.
Tiffany Luxinger has worked at three Victoria's Secret stores. Now she's exposing a shocking secret behind the scenes. Employees accepting returned underwear that's been worn, then putting it back out for sale like it was new.
We would retag it and put it back on the sales floor.
Even though it may have been used?
It may have been used, yes.
And she says it gets much, much worse.
If a product comes back, is returned, it obviously has an odor to it. We will put it on a hanger. Hang it up to dry overnight so the odor has time to come out of the product. We'll retake it the next day and put it back on the sales floor.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
And that's where we start.
Okay, who is the woman who's admitting this?
I guess it's a former Victoria's Secret employee.
Wow.
You know, it's random. Her name is Tiffany Luxinger.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I went to high school with her.
Really?
Swear to
God. Get out of here, really?
How random is that?
That's the girl that you never get right there with a name like that.
Dirty panties bring us all together.
Wow.
They
so
tip.
Explain to me what she said at the very end there about like...
An odor.
Odor.
It was an odor. Okay. An odor, she said.
That's a lovely word.
Like what? The underwear smelled bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were hanging up to dry.
I love women, but I want to choose the women I love.
Right. Okay, there are three more clips to play for you guys from that, and they are going to prove to you what she's saying is not a lie. And I'll get to those in a second. Derek, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning.
Good morning.
On the Victoria's Secret comment, I have to date a manager, and she said that after they get returns back, they would have to go and inspect them in the back room. You know, pull out, like, black lights and flashlights and tweezers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They never found anything, they go throw it away. And she's talking about a few instances where they did find certain things.
So you're saying that in her store they threw it away if they found something. I'm just laughing at the use of tweezers.
Disgusting.
Someone had that job.
It's really nauseating.
Someone had the job to go in the back of Victoria's Secret, put the rubber gloves on, put it under the black light, and untweeze.
Sick.
Okay, so what he's saying is, don't worry, it's not every Victoria's Secret. It's not every department store.
Right.
But if there's one, that's too many.
That's enough.
Yes.
All right, so that wasn't good enough for the Today Show. They heard the word, so now they launched their own undercover investigation.
Are they going to yell at me again?
I got Chris Hansen. They're going to hide him somewhere.
But we wondered how common...
First, we're going to give you the dramatic music, and then we're going to yell at you.
He's going to yell at me.
But we wondered how common is this? To find out, we went shopping in an upscale mall in New Jersey, buying underwear, lingerie, and bikinis at eight major retailers, places we all shop. We took our skimpy apparel home and removed all the tags and protective stripping to make it look like they'd been worn. Then we marked each pair with two tiny black dots.
Hi.
A week later, we went back to the stores and tried to return everything, this time wearing hidden cameras.
Hi. Just
Why?
Like to return this stuff.
Believe it or not, every store took our items back for full refunds. But what our hidden cameras caught next surprised even us. At Bloomingdale's, watches this clerk, retags our returned underwear, then casually walks it back out for sale. At Victoria's Secret, the clerk wastes no time sticking new sensors back on our thongs and bikini. And then another clerk puts them back on the shelf as new.
Thank you.
At The Gap, the clerk moves even faster, returning our used underwear to the sales floor within seconds. In every case, we knew they were ours because of those two black dots. Amazingly, it's not illegal to sell used underwear.
So immediately, immediately, it's going back on the shelf. Forget about the last dude that called and said some of them at least are going back in the room and tweezing and blacklighting. And the cases they're looking at, directly back onto the shelf, y'all.
I am seriously disturbed at the guy who's reporting on this as though he's reporting on the lack of body armor for troops in Afghanistan.
I know, right?
He could seriously be saying, the equipment they use is not safe for roadside devices.
Well, there
we
it is.
We use tweezers to look for pubis of strangers in their underpants. Listen to him.
There are
not enough meals ready to eat for the troops serving our country, but two black dots indicated it's something that was in someone else's crack.
Well, he's reporting on the germ warfare that's going on in the panties.
The thongs and the bikinis are tainted.
The insurgents are going to make your panties stinky, but we'll air them out before we resell them. I'll be back tomorrow with more updates. I'm very, very passionate about every single story I'm doing now.
So it's not enough that they've got the hidden camera, right? And they've already busted them. Now they got to take the panties over to the microbiologist who's going to tell you how unhealthy this is.
Oh, my God. I was going to
really? It could have health implications.
Microbiologist Peter Kamik says used undergarments can harbor dangerous germs and diseases that can survive on fabric for weeks.
Fecal material would be the most concerning substance. You could have bacteria, viruses, fungi. These are things that one person would be able to transfer to another inadvertently through the garment.
But that didn't stop most stores from rushing our items back on the rack.
All right, once again, he's talking about
sick.
Plenty of thongs that were returned and
gone. And he
called
it fungi. Fungi.
Yay!
Isn't that a rapper from Jamaica?
It's not happening everywhere, but...
gross.
And this is New Jersey, where they did the testing.
What is it? Upscale stores in New Jersey? Right. Like, really?
You got some Snooki on your Snooki panties.
Hey, Wendy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was a co-manager for Victoria's Secret up in Maine, and I can absolutely confirm that people do return items that have been worn. And we did not put them back out. At least I didn't allow the girls to put it out personally. You're supposed to damage them out. There's an actual code, and Victoria's Secret eats the cost. So you are supposed to damage it out. Whether or not people choose to do that or not is probably on a per-store basis.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, make sure you wash your goodies before you put them on.
Yeah, I would have never thought that morning we would have given out that warning.
Can you clarify goodies?
Goodies as in anything you buy at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Look, I hate reporting on this. I hate to report on this report because I totally endorse women going to Victoria's Secret and getting your shop on.
Well, you just got to come home and wash it.
You got to wash it.
Very well.
So we took our experiment up a notch. Before returning the underwear, we visibly stained several pairs with baby oil. Surely no store would take those back, right?
What?
Wrong. At The Gap, Bloomingdale's, Victoria's Secret, and Macy's, they not only took back the stained panties, but put them back out for sale.
Damn.
And how come not one clerk... One clerk was thoughtful enough to call a nurse to look into the oily vagina issue that the returning patron had.
Oily vagina. Because, a guy, to stay the panties, a guy's not going to put the right thing in there.
Can we please stop talking about this?
Did you put mustard in there? Rub it in. Here you go,
ma'am.
What is that?
Your $46 is back on your American Express card. And I would see something about your greasy leakage.
I don't think
that's right. It's oily and it's just
stop.
Gross.
You're on The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.